And many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels, through them pray. Of your saints. Remember also, O our Master, those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord, our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, report them, those who have sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection and of us all. تطلق عبدك بسلامة حسب قبلك بصلاة خلاصك الذي عدوتك من وين نشوف ورن تجلل Marutin jevesni ochne frane mim schon senigom kiev luzonek tu kanta lu karagiu evangeliu tu ananosma
Listen to the Holy Gospel, the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. May His blessings rest upon us. Amen.
Chansa benada ben sotiro ben oru tirini su eriso sipshiri am efnonti etonch pi o unav shoene pi o fa ben nonti pen.
Reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and king, may his blessings rest upon us. Amen. In the day of your power and the beauties of your holiness, from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth and alleluia. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, heir of glory forever. Amen. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. So she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill towards men. So it was when the angel had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see the things which had come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the angel returned, glorifying and praising God for all. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told to them.
Hallelujah.